You didn't know what Kirkland was going to be, really, but what do you recall about what you thought the Kirkland student was supposed to be like?
Kirkland women were, from the beginning, much more innovative, asking unusual questions. I expected them to be bright and a little unusual. And in fact, that's the way they turned out for the most part. And interesting to teach. I do remember liking to have women in the class because they really probed in a different way. I think they were chosen to come to Kirkland because they were innovative. You taught a group of men, and they were good, they wrote decent papers, and it was all pretty straightforward. You got a few Kirkland students in class, and they were asking, "Well, what about this angle?" "Oh, I never thought about that."
And so it was a different kind of
It
challenge
was
for
a different
you.
kind of challenge, and
Yeah.
I really liked it. Kirkland students were not inferior in any way. They were just really bright and shiny and on to new things. I think the Hamilton faculty wanted women around here more than anything else, you know? We were very enthusiastic and a little disappointed when they didn't come over right away.
Yeah. In retrospect, do you think that to some extent Kirkland was a product of the 60s?
Colleges always have to keep their ear to the ground as to what's going on out there. One of the reasons why Kirkland lost some of its support from outside, why it ran out of money, is that the novelty of an experimental place became less popular. People were not as interested in that as they had been. It's a product of the 60s, and I think Kirkland would have had more and more problems as it went on. Because the times have changed,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I think Hamilton trustees, who know something about money, just said, "Let's quit this. There's no point in giving more money to this. Let's unite." And although I like Kirkland, I think the merger probably was the best thing to happen.
Does that have any meaning to you, that phrase, a Kirkland legacy?
The fact of the matter is, there are very few members of the faculty, and certainly no students, who remember Kirkland at all. Most of the young women don't even know that there was a Kirkland. If there's a legacy, it's really hidden. Oh, I like the people. There are a lot of very interesting folks over there that I really enjoyed. And in some ways, I'm sorry it's gone, but on the other hand, I'm very happy Hamilton's co-ed and going the way it's going.